Welcome to Obesity, a Disease, the official Obesity Medicine Association podcast exploring the many facets of the disease of obesity. In this episode, OMA Chief Science Officer Dr. Harold Bays interviews Angela Fitch, MD. Dr. Fitch is the president-elect of the OMA and co-director of the MGH Weight Center at Massachusetts General Hospital. In this series of podcasts, our experts discuss select articles from the latest version of Obesity Pillars, an open-access, online-only journal published by the OMA, committed to providing evidence-based research for healthcare clinicians in the field of obesity medicine. Today's featured article is entitled Obesity: Definition, Diagnosis, Bias, Standard Operating Procedures, and Telehealth. And today's topic is Standard Operating Procedures. Obesity, a Disease podcast is brought to you by the Obesity Medicine Association, a clinical leader in obesity medicine.
Welcome. My name is Dr. Harold Bays, Medical Director and President of the Louisville Metabolic and Atherosclerosis Research Center located in Louisville, Kentucky. I'm also Chief Science Officer of the Obesity Medicine Association and editor of Obesity Pillars, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. We are fortunate today to have with us Dr. Angela Fitch. Angela, why don't you tell the folks who you are and what you do?
Harold, thank you so much for having me. I'm Dr. Angela Fitch. I am the president-elect of the Obesity Medicine Association, and I am the co-director of the Massachusetts General Hospital Weight Center in Boston, Massachusetts. Half of my time is spent clinically seeing patients with obesity. The other half of my time is spent as the co-director of the Weight Center. We have a multidisciplinary weight center with surgeons, psychologists, dietitians, health coaches, vast array of psychologists and other staff members that help us to care for people with obesity throughout their entire lifespan, from pediatrics to adulthood. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, look, I think it's great that you just have such a wealth of clinical experience. But the other thing that maybe most people know, but maybe not everybody knows, is you were first author of one of the clinical practice statements from the Obesity Medicine Association, published in Obesity Pillars just recently this year. And it was entitled Obesity Definition, Diagnosis, Bias, Standard Operating Procedures, and Telehealth. So that was just like a lot of stuff you had kind of crammed into this publication. And one of the real benefits of this article for which you were first author is this inclusion of standard operating procedure template, where you have just recommendations if people are going to see patients with the obesity or especially if they're going to establish a obesity medicine practice. Can you give a sense about what's included there and why did you think that was important?
Yes, I get asked so often, you know, I was a primary care physician, internal medicine and pediatrics, for about 10 years before I focused my treatment on obesity specifically. In focusing my treatment on obesity, I was always in multidisciplinary practices, you know, where I was fortunate to sort of walk into a practice in the beginning. So I had all of that sort of set up for me, but then I was able to learn that. And then it was the sort of see one, do one, teach one sort of method, you know, where then I went and I built one from scratch. And now I'm here at Mass General. We have one of the oldest multidisciplinary weight centers in the country. It was created 20 years ago by one of our sort of founding fathers, Dr. Lee Kaplan, and, you know, his vision of having this multidisciplinary center. And so people ask me all the time, I get so many questions about how do I build a center or how do I build a place where treating obesity is efficient and caring and open and non-stigmatizing. And so I think, you know, having all this information in one location can be very helpful for people who are looking to do it, because you really do just have to sort of do it, right? People, I think, are always wanting to know all the ins and outs, but which is why that's here in this one spot, you know, for people to be able to understand what kind of equipment they need, what kind of electronic medical record, other resources they might need, you know, in order to start a practice. With 42% of the population struggling with the disease of obesity, and that's expected to grow even further. Those were pre-pandemic numbers. You know, there's a lot of people with obesity that need help. And so just being welcoming to those patients and making sure that every practice, whether it's cardiology practice or a primary care practice or obesity practice, is set up to serve people is what this is trying to outline.
I think one thing to make clear to folks, I mean, this article doesn't actually provide standard operating procedures, okay? And what it does is it provides templates. And so this is intended to just give the headings for people to then just add in what's applicable to their own individual practices. So you just talked about how there are a lot of multiple disciplinary obesity practices out there and such. And that's true, and that's great. And there's going to be a lot of similarities, but there's going to be a lot of differences too. So just by providing the headings of all these different aspects of how to run an obesity medicine practice, boy, I think that's just such a resource and a great start. And the other thing I would just say is, because we haven't said it thus far, this article's free. It doesn't even cost you anything, right? I mean, you took the time to put all these things together and put it all in a single place, just like you said, and it's free to everybody because we're just here to try to help patients, right? Here to help the clinicians help the patient. Thank you very much. Again, my name is Dr. Harold Bays, and you've been listening to Obesity, a Disease.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Obesity, a Disease. For more information about obesity medicine podcasts and other valuable resources from the clinical leaders in obesity medicine, please visit www.obesitymedicine.org/podcasts. If you enjoyed this episode and want to listen regularly, head over to iTunes where you can subscribe, rate, and leave us a much appreciated review. The views expressed in this episode are those of the host and guest and do not necessarily represent the opinions, beliefs, or policies of the Obesity Medicine Association or its members. Please join us again for our next episode of Obesity, a Disease.